it out. Get out, hey, hey. What are you passionate about?
What's up, people? How's it going?
Hey.
Mike Zimmer here.
Yep. Here we are again.
I'm legitimately not happy about this.
What?
Armando's kidding. I'm legitimately like, ugh.
Yeah?
It's because, okay, we recorded a segment a while ago called The Worst Superhero Movies We Could Think
Of. Oh, okay.
And my fucking idiot ass was going through being like, oh, derp, just cleaning up all the old files and saving on the drive, on the external drive. I'm like, all right, these are WAV files. That means they're not finished. That means it's, oh, I already worked on them, so I got MP3 files. Some idiot Mike deleted the whole fucking thing. Wow. And it was a really great segment. It was about a 35-minute segment where we were just going on and on about the shittiest superheroes we've ever seen.
Right.
And I'm like, God damn it. So now this is literally just, this is us remembering what that was as all best right. as we can, but without having to relive these shitty movies. Because by the end of it, I was so exhausted with the shitty movies. I was
really?
Like, ugh. And like, not in a bad, like in a way that I was just like, I gotta go. Segment's over. So, okay.
I
started off with was Superman Returns.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one I started off with. Mm-hmm. By the way, don't forget to follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like that Facebook page. And, of course, download and subscribe for free on iTunes as well as Podomatic. That website is yotina.podomatic.com. Again, yotina.podomatic.com. And, you know, for our YouTubes. We got a YouTubes. For our YouTubes,
yep.
You're going to check that out. Simmer Mike, all caps, no space, like we're yelling at you like a drunken stepfather. Simmer Mike.
What does it mean?
Well, I didn't have a drunken stepfather. I don't know what that's about. No, I really didn't. I'm sorry to anyone who did. Oh, God, that's horrible. No, I had a drunken father. Sorry. No, that's not true. I'm sorry, Dad. Don't hit me, Dad. See, I got to stop with that. People are going to think horrible. My poor dad.
Well, you're an adult now.
Yeah, I'm a grown-ass man.
You made it.
I'm alive.
So it doesn't count.
I'm not even kidding. I'm surprised I live to be this old. When I got to 30, I was like, Jesus, how did that happen? I'm not even kidding. I'm like, I should have died at least 12 times back there, man. I'm almost 33. I'm like, fucking hell, how did that happen? I should have died. I should have died like 12 different times. I'm like, how the hell did I survive? Most people getting only 9 lives. Cats, at least. Fucking 12? I'm lucky. The next one's 13. I am done, man. That is it. Unlucky number 13. I have got to survive. Enough about my existential crisis in my 30s, for fuck's sake. Let's get back to this real problem at hand. This is the real problem, not my existential crisis.
Listen up, America.
That's not the problem. Listen up, you sheeple. There's been some shitty superhero movies, and we need to talk about them, all right? There's a lot of good ones happening, but we went through a lot of shit. We kissed a lot of motherfucking frogs to get to these princes, these kings and queens and whatnot, royalty, dukes, duchesses, whatever you want to call them. It's time to talk about the worst superhero movies we've ever seen. Here we go. Superman Returns.
I didn't think it was that bad.
You didn't think it was that bad, but would you watch that again, or would you watch Man of Steel again?
That's a tough one.
Uh-huh. And we figured something out, didn't we? During that segment, we realized if you combined Man of Steel with Superman Returns, you got the perfect Superman movie.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. The heart and soul and reverence of Superman Returns mixed with the new school sensibilities and action and chaos that was Superman, the Man of Steel, you would have, if you could have mixed those two elements, you would have had, especially with Kevin Spacey as Lex Luthor and then General Zod there as well, that would have been a dope-ass fucking movie and would have set Superman up as a badass.
Right.
Not only do you get Lex Luthor working with Zod to fucking bring Darkseid to... See, DC, I could have fucking helped you with this whole fucking thing. God damn it. God fucking damn it. Bryan Singer made a whiny, emo, bullshit, bitchy, super stalker Superman who's just like outside of Lois Lane's window floating there just watching her. It's like, what is that about? That's super stalker shit, man. Not Superman. Superman wouldn't float outside of Lois Lane's window looking at her new family. Be like, oh, God, why? He'd be like saving the world. He wouldn't be like crying.
Right.
Ugh. Why is he always crying? Just go fucking punch a bad guy in the face. Go fucking arrest someone. Go save the day, Superman. I'm an alien and I'm so superpowered and I can save the day from anyone. And I'm so conflicted. What do I do? Save the day, Superman. Oh, right. But if I use my powers, then I'm not human. You're not human. Save us. We could use your help. But I'm so conflicted. It's so stupid. Just be Superman. Be a superhero. You were the first superhero. Be a superhero. Save the day. Quit being a whiny bitch. Emo Superman. Oh, I'm an alien. Get over it. Save the day. What the hell? That's what Ma and Pa Kent should have been like. She'd be like, quit whining, goddammit, and save the fucking day. You're Superman. You can save everyone. Not this whole, you don't know the world shit. Fuck that. You can save the world. Save the world. What is your problem, Superman? Quit being a whiny bitch.
Grow a pair.
Grow a pair of fucking balls, you kryptonite piece, kryptonic piece of shit. You're an American now. Be an American man and save the motherfucking day. That's what it is. You come here as an alien, and you survive, and you survive, and you become a citizen, just like Superman, and you save the day. It's American dream. So that would be the perfect Superman movie. Sorry, I was so pissed off at Superman Returns that I figured out, and Man of Steel, that I just combined them into one good movie and simultaneously one shitty movie. Because if you take all the good elements of those movies, you can also take all the shitty parts of those movies and make a bad fucking movie. The worst one ever. Worse than those two could have ever come up with. Yeah, so that's my first selection, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Is Superman Returns / Man of Steel. Armando still can't answer the question. Which would you rather watch, gun to your head, Superman Returns or Man of Steel? Gun to your head or you'll die, man. If you don't answer the question. You will be killed.
Oh,
no, you won't, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You have to pick one.
So death isn't so bad, all right?
Oh, no. Both of them are that bad. Oh, they're so bad. Aren't they? Bad movies.
They're not great.
I know they're not great, but they're bad. I mean, like which one? I can't even figure out which one I'd like to rewatch. You know what I'm saying?
I just can't muster up enthusiasm for either of them.
I know.
It's not that I think they're bad. It's just like I can't be bothered to give a shit about them.
Either one.
Yeah.
Either one. Yeah. I'm just like, you know what? No. Who fucking cares about either of those? So, Armando, what is your selection, please? I'm sorry. I've gone on at length.
Oh, yeah.
Your first choice.
My first
choice.
For
the worst superhero movie you've seen. And again, this isn't in any particular order. This is just the order that we remember
seeing them in. Well, you inspired me the other day.
Right on.
I saw, of all things, on pop-up on
Netflix.
Oh,
that's right. Spawn was yours. Spawn. Yes. Oh, I remember. Oh, God damn it, Spawn.
And then
the best part of that movie was John Leguizamo. That's it. That's what we figured out.
John Leguizamo.
As the evil demon clown who's like, it's Spawn. Yeah. And I need a maggot pizza,
I'm disgusting
Spawn.
And fat.
Oh, gross. Fuck you, Spawn. Yeah, you got hell powers, and I got to watch you. It's like, oh, God, John Leguizamo, you're so disgusting. But he's such a good actor, and he's such a good performer in that movie, and I'm just like, fuck. You know, like,
yeah, he committed. He actually gave a shit.
Yeah, he fucking tried in that fucking movie.
Like, nobody else tried.
I know.
Except maybe the special effects guys.
Oh, God, yeah. The special effects guys were all about it. But even Todd McFarlane was like, dude, I want to make another Spawn movie. And the studio's like, yeah, but we want to make it. And he's like, yeah, but I'm the CEO and owner of the company. And, you know, even though Spawn is kind of like a shitty Hellraiser, not Hellraiser, but a shitty kind of Ghost Rider ripoff. I mean, he is. He is. We talked about it. I'm sorry. Spawn is a Ghost Rider ripoff. I'm sorry. I hate saying that because no, I don't. It's true. What? God damn it. What is Hellraiser?
Was he more likable in the comics?
What, Spawn?
Spawn, yeah.
No, well, he's more likable in the comics.
He wasn't likable in the movie at all.
In the animated HBO series, which is like a super hardcore, like animated, like Jesus Christ, like why are they, this is animation? Like what the fuck?
Oh, it's like anime, murder, but America.
Yeah, basically American style where it's like, Jesus, what is this? And you're like, why is this a thing? Like, why is this even real? but it's good though. It was really well done. And you really like were like, wow, this is cool shit. So, Spawn, John Leguizamo, king shit of the world. In my mind, he was the best part of that movie. The guy who played Spawn? Who played Spawn? Can you remember who played Spawn?
No, but
who played the guy who banged Spawn's wife after he died and then became Spawn? The fucking Terminator 2 cop who was like, have you seen this boy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was the bad, that was like his buddy.
Really?
Yeah, banging his wife after he died. And then the worst part about Spawn is that Spawn is the fucking, like, he's a demon, like, he's a guy who made, okay, again, the Ghost Rider ripoff. I'm sorry, dude, but, like, what does Ghost Rider use? Chains? What does Spawn use? Chains? Okay, but they're different. Ghost Rider is a motorcycle. Yeah, but guess what? Both of them were guys who, before they died, made a deal with the devil, and the deal was, we'll stay alive, but you gotta help me collect the souls of the evil in order to stay alive on Earth. But you're going to be a hellish monster to do it for me. And you got chains and firepower. I mean, like fire, like power with fire. And chains. And it's like they both have that power. You give Spawn a motorcycle, he's fucking Ghost Rider.
Right.
Sorry. Put him on a fucking moped and he's Ghost Rider. Jesus Christ. Put him on a scooter and he's Ghost Rider. Doesn't matter.
Skateboard,
that'd be cool. but regardless, Spawn on a skateboard, I'd watch it. I'd be like, yeah, okay, that's cool. It's dumb enough. But Todd McFarlane's like, I don't want to make a studio Spawn movie because he fucked up that first one. The best part was John Leguizamo. He didn't say that, but I know he was thinking it. We're all thinking it. And was it Martin Sheen was in that movie? Yeah. Oh, my God. West Wing's president.
Was so cheesy.
President Sheen. Martin Sheen.
I'm going to make this gruff sounding voice. I'm
going to get you, Spawn.
I'm the bad guy.
I'm the bad guy, Spawn. I'm the good guy. Quit stealing my voice. Quit stealing my voice. What are you, proto Batman? What are you, proto dickwad? Oh, God, this movie sucks. Anyway, Spawn, there you go. What's the next one? Any of the Punisher movies except the one with Thomas Jane I enjoyed. I didn't like the fucking Dolph Lundgren Punisher. I hated Punisher Warzone. It was so horrible. But you know what? I call it Punisher Miami with Tom Jenks. It's in Miami. and fucking, what is it? John Travolta's in it. He plays the bad guy. Oh my God. I swear to God.
I'm not Punisher. Christopher Walken.
I didn't mean to kill nobody. I'm not Christopher Walken. I'm John Travolta. I swear to God. You know... John, I'm sick of you stealing my voice. Oh my God, it's Christopher Walken. I'm sorry. Mr. Carter, I swear to God, I thought you was dead. I'm not Mr. Carter. Christopher Walken. Sorry. Anyway, God, what a weird conversation that'd be between the two of them. That has got to happen. Christopher Walken needs his own interview show. That'd be amazing. You know, I've never met a monkey trainer. What's it like? Sorry. What do you do? How do you train the monkeys? I would love that show. Oh, my God. We got to work on that later.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Anyway, back to Spawn. Was it Spawn? Was that where we left off?
You were talking about Punisher movies and John Travolta, Punisher Miami.
Back to Punisher Miami. You know, that was actually really good. Tom Jane did a great job. Fantastic film. He was actually a pretty decent Punisher. And the end of the film was like, damn, like he went through this house of like gangsters and it was the guys who like basically murdered his family and shit. And like,
so this is basically like the Matrix before there was a Matrix.
No. It was like after the Matrix, but,
oh, okay.
But, it was like a cheap Marvel. We got to retain the rights to the Punisher, so we're going to make a Punisher movie that's really good, but it's not that good. It's like Ed Norton's The Incredible Hulk or the Ed Norton's Hulk movie. It's like it's good, but it's not that good, you know?
Right.
It's like we got to retain the rights for the property or else we'll lose it, so let's make this movie for $20 million and we'll get these stars to be in it, or $50 million, and then we can retain the rights and we'll make that money back and then we can make better movies later. It's such a weird fucking system, but it works. God, I hate it, but it works. And so that's what they did. And Punisher was, it was called The Punisher, and it was great. I thought it was a good movie. I thought it was a decent effort. But goddamn, Punisher Warzone was so fucking bad. And I remember sitting through the movie, and I was dating this girl at the time. I'm like, oh, it's really good. It's going to be, I swear, it's a good movie. And she's like, it got bad reviews. It's going to suck. I'm like, no, it's really good. I swear, you're going to love it. She's like, okay, fine. So we go and see it. We're like four people. There's two of us, me and my girlfriend, and then these two other people. Mm. And she's already looking at me like, oh, my God. And I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go. And then we sit down and watch the movie, and I'm like, I'm waiting for it to get good. And I'm waiting for it to get good. And she's looking at me the whole time like, this sucks. What the fuck did you drag me to? And I said, I'm paying for it. Just come on. Like, and then we watch it, and the movie ends, and she turns over to me and says, okay, so can we both agree on the movies from now on? And I was like, yeah, we can both agree on the movies from now on. And that relationship didn't work out. not because of Punisher Warzone, but I'm going to blame Punisher Warzone anyway. Because it's easier to blame Punisher Warzone than it is to blame my drunken lifestyle and my alcoholism at the time. Which has nothing to do with that.
No.
It has to do with that shitty movie. It was bad.
Right.
Bad movie. I want to blame Punisher Warzone for breaking my girlfriend and I up at the time. So I'm going to do that. Take that, Punisher Warzone. That's
Punisher
what you get
Warzone,
for fucking
you owe
me
Mike
over.
An apology.
Yeah, you bastards. Not the Punisher, just that movie. Did you ever like any of the Punisher movies? Have you seen
you
any
know,
of them?
I have not seen any Punisher
you
movies.
You might like the Tom Jane one, but man, Warzone was horrible.
Yeah, you know, I just saw Punisher for a few seconds in the Spider-Man cartoon. Oh, the Punisher arcade game by
that
Capcom?
Yeah, that was dope. That was dope. Yeah, really
good.
Enjoyed that. Really
that
enjoyed
was so
that.
So good, and
yeah.
Actually had guns and bombs.
Better
and
than the movie. Better than the movie. It's a fucking video game with like 2D side-scrolling shit. It's better than the movie.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
God damn it.
That was
Capcom
dope.
Did it better than a fucking Marvel film did. I'm sorry. But Punisher is now in the hands of John Bernthold or Holt or John Bernthold or whatever his name is from Walking Dead. Mm. He's playing the Punisher now, and he's got his own spinoff series, and it looks dope, so I can't wait for that.
Oh, yeah.
But
when's that coming out?
I can't remember, but it's coming out soon on Netflix.
Yeah,
and he's going to be
seeing him in Daredevil.
Yeah, he was great in Daredevil, and he's going to get his own spinoff, and he's going to be great in that, and I can't wait. Defenders are coming out. It looks dope, too, but we're talking about shitty superhero stuff. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
But we're looking forward to that. Punisher has made up for it since then, but goddamn, Warzone was so bad. It really is that bad. Like, it's so bad, I don't even want to talk about how bad I hate it. I don't even care about the plot. I'm not even going to discuss the plot or the actors. All I can say is it was like a B movie, beyond that bad, that I'm just like, it's a know-nothing, I don't care. I don't even want to rate it. I'm like, I don't want to discuss it anymore. It's that shitty.
Right.
Punisher Warzone.
Right.
Avoid it at all costs. Too late. They're watching it. They're already watching it. They've been watching it. Fuck. Me hating on it so much is giving it attention. God damn it. God fucking damn it. All right, Armando, what's the movie you want to fucking promote? Kind of, not really.
Yeah.
But we're hating on it.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, if you tuned in before, this might not be a surprise. X3.
Oh, X-Men United.
No. The
oh,
Last
right,
Stand.
Right. Sorry, X-Men United was great. Because that was like, I think that was the best X-Men movie. Because it set up the Dark Phoenix saga, which Brett Ratner fucked over in X3.
Yep.
Armando, you have the floor.
X3 killed our wood for X-Men.
Best fucking, whatever X-boner you had was just
X-2
decimated.
X2 made us like freaking hard. And,
oh God, it ruined everything.
And X3 like puked on our dick.
Oh, just puked all over our cocks, X3. Yep. Brett Ratner, they call him the Rat now because of that movie. I'm not even shitting you. Like Red Dragon, he did this Hannibal Lecter movie, and again, it's another Ed Norton film. Hold on, before you get concerned, it was called Red Dragon. It's a prequel to Silence of the Lambs. Anthony Hopkins returned, and it was about basically, it was sort of a prequel to, it was based on the book Red Dragon, which, you know, was a prequel book to Silence of the Lambs, and it's a good movie. But Brett Ratner directed it, so I was very surprised at the quality of it, because it turned. I mean, I didn't know who directed. I was like, oh shit, Brett Ratner did that. Wow, it was actually really good. And so I'm high praise for that. Ralph Fiennes is in that movie as well. Anthony Hopkins, Edward Norton. And it's a really well-made film.
I like how we go back to
I switch gears, man, because I don't want to talk about this shitty movie. X3 was so bad.
Hey, it wasn't something else
good. Oh, God, Brett Ratner. I'm trying to give Brett Ratner credibility before I rip that fucking movie apart.
Remember the X-Men arcade game? That was
Yeah, that
good.
Was so much better than X3, X-Men The Last Stand. What the fuck? They take Magneto's powers away from him and then kill Jean Grey and kill Professor X.
They killed everybody.
And then everyone
they?
Dies and then the X-Men don't have powers anymore. And it's like, what? What are you doing? And then they go and they retcon it with X-Men Days of Future Past. You're like, wait a minute. Why do they all have their powers all of a sudden? What's going on? And then X-Men... X-Men Days of Future Past. They retconned it and they started over. And then they went in... No. God, I'm confusing it. X-Men First Class...
X-Men First Class was good.
Was great. And they started at the origins of, you know, Charles Xavier and Magneto. Sorry, Eric. Can't remember his last name. Von Heim or some shit. Eric, Magneto, and Charles Xavier, Professor X. They were buddies. As buddy cop comedy. It's kind of like a buddy cop comedy. They're trying to start a business. We're trying to start a school for gifted youngsters. Yeah, people, you know, it's like Ghostbusters.
There was a montage with a robot.
Yeah, they had a montage for, like, finding the X-Men. Yeah, you know what? It was like a Ghostbusters of X-Men. It's pretty dope, man. Actually, not a bad film. So X-Men First Class was great, and they retconned that. But then they moved forward, and Bryan Singer came back to try and fix what Brett Ratner did in X3, The Last Stand. All of a sudden, all those cast members that died are alive in the future. All of the cast members who no longer had superpowers in the last film they were in had those same superpowers. They were all back, and they were all superpowered.
Yay.
And then What's-Her-Fuck got cut from the movie completely. Oh, God, what was her name?
What?
Who? Oh, I know.
Halle Berry?
No, she played Jubilee. Nobody knows.
No, we'll never know.
We'll never know. We can IMDb it, but we'll never know. There's no time for research. We're hating. So, okay, back to the hate train for X3. Terrible. Ruined the Dark Phoenix saga, introduced Beast, and Kelsey Grammer is a great character, but then totally fucked him over as a character. He played Beast as a shameful Beast. He was ashamed. Beast isn't ashamed of his abilities as an X-Men. He's not ashamed of his fur. He's not ashamed of who he is as an X-Men. He's proud of it. He's like, it's like X-Men is a parable for a lot of things, man, especially... When at the time it was a parable for homosexuality and people like coming out of the closet and things like that. That's a big reason why Bryan Singer took on the project, because he himself is a part of that community in a way, shape, or form. And I'm not trying to be like it's obvious. I mean, you could find out. It's Bryan Singer.
Okay.
He's a public figure. I'm not trying to be like it's obvious that he is. It's just whatever. So it's like a really good parable, and it's a really interesting parable. And I think it opens a lot of people's eyes to, oh, my God, we should be more accepting. And we shouldn't be so exclusive, and we shouldn't be so fucking crazy about this shit, because they're people too, even though they have different abilities or they're different than us. Like, they're fucking human beings too. They're just calling them mutants is like saying they're not human. Like, evolution is a part of humanity. They're not mutants. They're evolutions. They're evolutionists. They're evolutionaries. Evolutionaries. There's a series coming to from Stan Lee, the Evolutionaries. Excelsior.
How many X-Men riffoffs are there going to be?
50.
All right.
I got them all planned out. I'm going to live forever. Fuck it. Suck a dick, Stan Lee. Sorry. That should be his motto, seriously. Anyway, back to why that movie sucked. Brett Ratner fucked it over. It was a bad script. The studio was too involved. The actors were phoning it in. And it ended terribly.
Yep.
All around poorly executed.
So much missed potential.
Oh.
You know, I remember thinking, wow, that's a great casting choice. Kelsey Grammer as the Beast.
Oh, my God. They kept him around a little bit for Days of Future Past, but just as a quick little, hey, everybody, I'm Beast. Remember that? And like, hey. And then he's gone. So it'd be great to bring him back. He'd be perfect now as an older Beast if they were going to do an older version, but now they got the other guy, Billy Elliot, or whatever his name is, playing Beast. That guy. Yeah, Billy Elliot's Beast. No, not Billy Elliot. No, the other guy. Not Billy Elliot. The other kind of Billy Elliot-like guy. Who gives a shit? Doesn't matter. He's Beast. But he's Beast who could use serum to look like a sexy young guy and then go back to being Beast. But then look like a sexy young guy again so he could get that demographic. See? I'm reaching all of them. After that one, I guess mine would have to be... Oh, God, and we'll probably end on this one. This is going to be my ultimate worst superhero film that I ever saw. You know, we never talked about it.
Oh, yeah?
We never brought it up. And it's something from my childhood that my father and I shared. The Green Lantern.
Ooh.
Space Cops. My father and I, we bonded over the Green Lantern. We loved that comic book series, and he loved, he just loved, he would always come home and give me comic books, and I just always remember he'd get Green Lantern. Mm. They were the space cops. They would go around and patrol the universe. They had different sectors, and they would take over shit. Not take over, sorry, that sounds bad. Take shit over! No, brother, no, they would go, and they would show up, and they would, you know, if there was shit going on, they'd solve it, and they'd be the space cops, but they wouldn't be like dicks about it. They wouldn't be like, you know, we're going to show up and fuck everything up. They'd be like, look, let's, they would use their imaginations and whatever their, I know, it's really weird, really esoteric. They would have a power ring and whatever they could think of would be a weapon, and they would use it to fight evil. Whatever they could think of, they could manifest it with this ring. And it was, it's a really weird concept, I know, but it works. It really works in the comics. It really works because it's it's animated medium, so it works there. In the live action version with Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Reynolds was trying to make Deadpool the entire time he was working on Green Lantern.
Really? Is that the truth?
Ryan Reynolds has been trying to make Deadpool for the past 10 years.
Really?
We talked about it on the show, dude.
Did we?
We reported that, goddammit.
Wow.
We did a whole review on it. I said in the review, Ryan Reynolds has been trying to make the movie for 10 years. You don't remember that?
Oh, maybe I thought it was...
You don't even listen to this show. God damn it, you don't watch or listen to it.
I'm not even listening right now.
I know, god damn it, but pay attention anyway. So get back to the... Yes, so that's why he was so disinterested in Green Lantern. Think about it. That movie sucked so bad. I mean, what do you remember? What do you remember from Green Lantern? I'll tell you what I remember. What do you remember? It'll probably be the same thing I remember.
Well, you know what? Actually, like, I saw the trailers and stuff, and it didn't really motivate me.
So you didn't see it?
Yeah.
You've seen, Armando, tell everyone your history with superhero movies.
I like superhero movies.
You've seen pretty much all of them.
Well, I've seen a lot.
This is one you have not seen.
This is one I have not seen.
I've mentioned every other superhero movie. I've mentioned every other, like,
X-Men, Superman.
He's known them. Mm-hmm. I mentioned Green Lantern, and he was like, meh.
Meh.
It was such... and the guy, you know, you ever seen Goldeneye, the Pierce Brosnan... Mm-hmm. 007 movie, James Bond movie.
Yes.
The guy who directed that directed Green Lantern. Mm-hmm. Ryan Reynolds was Hal Jordan, Green Lantern.
Right.
They had everything going for them. They had, what's his name from Kingsman? He was in it. I keep forgetting his name. I saw him shooting a commercial in Brooklyn years ago. Such a weird, for a some sort of goddamn liquor thing. I can't remember. It was a liquor commercial. He was like, oh, be bold or whatever. I'm like, what the fuck are you? But I was walking on the street. I'm like, is that Sinestro? Did he play Sinestro in Green Lantern? Is that Mark? What's his name? Sinestro from Green Lantern? I'm like, it can't be. And then it turns out, yeah, it was. I saw the commercial later on. I'm like, oh, it's that same bar. It's that guy. But yeah, he Mark Strong, is that his name? I think Mark Strong. Anyway, he was fantastic as Sinestro. Best part of that movie. And the best part of that movie was the alien worlds. Because, like, as soon as you left Earth and you went to Oa, the planet where all the Green Lanterns are from, and you saw all the different Green Lanterns, you're like, whoa, this is like space future, space cop, HQ, like Men in Black HQ, but space cops. Like, right. Fucking, like, this is like the Galactic Federation of Space Cops. And they're all Green Lantern guys. And they all have this oath, like, you know, and like, it's really amazing. Like, you're like, whoa, this is so cool. The whole space element was so cool, and you wanted to stay in that space element the whole time. And then they brought it back to Earth.
Huh.
And it was boring as fuck. You're like, I want to go back to space. That was so cool. Like, we were on this alien planet with all these cool special effects, and it was these alien worlds with all this cool alien shit happening, and you bring us back to Earth, and he's just in a suit that's like all CGI and looks like shit. He had a CGI suit. It was a blue suit that was all... Like, you could have made a real Green Lantern suit. Like, it wouldn't have been hard to do.
Right.
They did better versions in fucking Justice League ripoff movies.
You just get, like a spandex workout leotard.
Not even. You can get, like Green Arrow. Just, you could call him The Ring. You know? Like, not even the Green... Not even, like, the Green Lantern. The Lantern. You know? Like, whatever. Like, just... That would work, too, god damn it. Just, it would happen to be green. So what? Like, a dark green. Big deal. Like, it just really bummed me out that it got that, it was that much of a ripoff. So for me, it really affected me on that level. I'm like, god damn it, this should have been a DC endeavor that could have had Ryan Reynolds be a part of Justice League and join Batman and stuff like that. But I didn't want him to be Green Lantern. I wanted him to be Deadpool, and even he wanted to be Deadpool. The entire time he was making that movie, prior to making that movie and then afterwards, and then even in Deadpool they referenced Green Lantern. He was like, he wanted to make Deadpool the whole time, so he phoned it in. He's just making it because he's like, look, maybe I can make this superhero movie and it'll help me make Deadpool, hopefully. I don't know. And it did. He was right. That Green Lantern money helped him make Deadpool.
Really? So the Green Lantern movie was a success in sorts?
For him, in a way.
For him
to
in
make
a way.
Deadpool, but
for,
it still
for everyone
took him,
else.
It still took him 10 years to make that movie. It still took him a decade to make that fucking movie.
Right.
So I don't know how else to put it, man. It was just that bad. It's not worth watching. If I was going to rate it, I'd say just don't even. Mm. Like, what? It's not even worth your time. If you're going to watch it, just fast forward to all the special effects stuff. Mm. That's it. Or go on YouTube and watch all the Green Lantern montage fight scenes. And then that's it. That's all you need and you're good. Just watch it and then that's the movie. It was bad. And they really fucked up the Green Lantern. And now when they introduce him in Justice League, they're going to have to really make up for that. Like, wow. Seriously, they're going to have to really make up for that in Justice League. I don't know how they're going to do it. They're going to have the whole Green Lantern Corps show up. Like, the whole... It's going to have to be, instead of just focusing on one, they're going to have to focus on, like, the whole Corps as, like, being, like, a part of that universe.
Maybe there becomes a point where the Earth is, like, really fucked. And
all
like,
the Green Lanterns like, need to come and save the day, but they got to...
Like, who the fuck are you?
They'd be like, we're the Green Lanterns, motherfucker.
Who? What?
We are the space cops. Suck a dick. Pow! Blast them. All right.
Oh, I'm a hero.
Yeah, I'm going to take shit over. What? Green Lantern Corps, suck a dick. Man, they have Stan Lee anti-Mossa mix. Fucking, man, they stole everything. Goddamn Green Lanterns. So anyway, those movies were just fucking terrible. So, ugh. And Green Lantern was just such a bad film. And it could have been so good, and he had such a good director and a good star attached to it. Real missed opportunity. DC really, ugh. Yeah. Could have really made a...
So many missed opportunities.
With DC?
That's the thing. That
yeah, did. Like Catwoman? Mm? Mm. Yeah? Not really a superhero, but honorable mention.
Right.
Do you got a final one before we head out? Before we hit on a dusty trail?
I don't know. I mean, there's a few disappointments along the X-Men series.
Oh, along the X-Men path, there are quite a few. X-Men Origins, honorable mention to that. Mm-hmm. That one really was one of the first ones that fucked up a lot of things for... X-Men and Wolverine. It was actually one that I went on about the last time we recorded.
Yeah.
But this time I'm just so over talking shit about it that I'm like, I can't relive it. Basically, we decided that...
And Hugh Jackman survived that movie.
Yeah, he survived that movie and he did. He went on to make a Logan, which was a far superior film in every way, shape, and form and ended rounded out that character arc of 15 years. And goddamn, good job on that. But... You know, you had to do a X-Men Origins Wolverine in order to get to Logan, eventually, and to get through it, and to get to a Wolverine. Because Wolverine was good too. I actually liked Wolverine. That's rewatchable. That's a pretty decent one
too. The Wolverine.
Yeah. The Wolverine. Yeah. I call it Wolverine, but because that's like Logan, you know. So, but yeah, X-Men Origins Wolverine, terrible. They had Gambit in there. Fuck Gambit up. Who else they have in there that they fucked
Deadpool.
Up? Deadpool, they fucked Deadpool up in that one. But it gave us Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool, which was a saving grace. And we got such a good movie out of it. It makes me want to sing. But, man, again, Ryan Reynolds involved in that. Another Ryan Reynolds endeavor. But he was playing Deadpool, but a shitty Deadpool that became Weapon X-Pool. And then there was a lot of post-credit scenes where he was reaching over and grabbing his head and his eyes opened up. And you're like, what? He's not dead? What? And then Wolverine got like it was like the dumbest like ending because it's like they were well we got the only way we can't kill Wolverine but we can make him forget how by shooting him in the brain with adamantium bullets, so that's how he's gonna forget. Yep.
not die but just forget
because he has accelerated healing and it'll grow from that. Okay, but then in Logan they killed him with like that's the bullet that would kill him was the adamantium bullet. It's
so
like
wait a minute, the shitty movie.
Wait, but the shitty movie said that he would just forget. So in Logan, he could wake up and he climbs out. What happened? Who am I? I'm super old and fucked up. What happened? I keep healing. They shot me full of serum. Some kids fucked me up, man. They beat the shit out of me. A bunch of little kids hurt me, killed me. What the hell happened? Oh, wait a minute. I don't know. It says, what does this say? Logan, who am I? Why do I have these chops, mutton chops? Why am I talking all Southern? I'm just saying, they could do that. Because at the end of the day, that's the same way that he came back in X-Men Origins Wolverine. They shot him with an adamantium bullet, and then in the brain, he healed and came back and forgot everything. And then in Logan, they shot him in the brain with an adamantium bullet. Well, he's dead now.
Well, yeah, Wolverine's
clone. Yeah, you didn't conclusively confirm that he was dead.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm still waiting for that claw to pop out and go, gah! And you know it's going to happen one day. If they haven't already done that in honest trailers, which I hope they did, then they should have. But X-Men Origins is terrible. Anything else you can think of, honorable mention-wise? God, we went through so many.
I mean, there's
the Fantastic Four. The Fan-Four-Stick.
Fan-Four-Stick.
Then there's Fantastic Four, and then Fantastic Four 2.
Supergirl.
Both Chris Evans movies. Supergirl, which some people would contend was amazing. Mm.
Let's see.
Yeah, well, of course, any of the Joel Schumacher Batman films post Tim Burton.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about those.
Yeah. Some people might say Batman v Superman, but to some people that's debatable.
Hmm.
I'll leave that up to the world and the internets, but we're just saying this is our personal opinion. Otherwise, yeah, I can't think of too many other ones. I mean, I can think of plenty, but I just don't want to go down that path anymore.
I'm sure I'm repressing a lot of memories.
Yes, we are. Well, there's a lot of things that we've mentioned in the past that we're totally
going to have to put me under hypnosis.
No, I don't want to anymore.
No.
But, I mean, I guess at the end of the day, those are the ones that we could think of. The worst ones we can think of off the top of our heads. I mean, I'm sure you guys can hit us up with more. Man, I don't want to relive any more of these. See, that's why we started off with such a weird, like, oh God, here we go again. See why we said it?
So maybe you unconsciously deleted.
Yeah, hopefully you enjoyed. Maybe I did. Maybe I was like, yeah, I don't want to deal with this.
Yeah.
Oh God, but you know what? I think I'll enjoy it in another mindset later on. I hope. Oh God. Anyway, that's going to do it for this edition of Geek Out. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Mike Zimmer joined with Armando Aranda. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like that Facebook page. Of course, download, subscribe for free on iTunes, as well as Podomatic. That website is yotina.podomatic.com. And check out Simmer Mike YouTube channel. It's
yes,
free.
Simmer Mike.
All caps. No space. Simmer Mike, like I'm yelling at you. Like your dad. Get a job,
your
sir.
Your stepdad.
Comb your hair and get a job. You're a goddamn disgrace.
Not my son.
Yeah, not in this house.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.